I'm going to talk about agreement over time between parents and child's reports of eyeglassware and specific visual activities. I have no relationships to disclose, and so I'm going to talk a little bit about CLEAR just to give you a background of what CLEAR is. Then I'm going to do a little bit of background because I don't know how many people in the audience have a lot of vision and myopia specifically background, so I'm just going to briefly go over that. Then I'm going to talk about why we surveyed the children and the parents, the differences among the parent and the child, and then our results and our conclusion. So the objective of this study in particular was to describe the level of agreement between the parent and the child's report on wearing glasses and the time spent on five visual activities. And we wanted to also understand what the relationship was between parent-child agreement and age, ethnicity, and gender. CLEAR is a multi-center observational investigation of ocular and refractive development in school-aged children. The CLEAR study started actually in California, and it started with the Orinda Longitudinal Study of Myopia, and they saw about 1,200 kids, and then after that, they decided to expand and create four other clinical centers. So I'm from the clinical center in Tucson, and we had three others, one in Alabama, one in Houston, and one in San Diego. So each clinical center looked at a different ethnic group. Our site actually looked at Native Americans, and also we had some Mexican American kids as well, because, I mean, we're in Arizona. I see how that happens. So the objective of CLEAR, together with the Orinda study, they looked at almost 5,000 kids from grades 1 through 8. And the kids were seen every year. Ideally, we did have, you know, some less to follow up, and so not every kid was seen all 8 years, but we have at least 2 to 3 years data in the majority of the kids. One of the specific aims was to just look at the risk factors for development of myopia, and specifically looking at near activities, and to see if there was any way that they could predict the onset of juvenile myopia. So why is myopia important to look at in children? It's a visual defect makes distance objects appear blurred, and because their images are focused in front of the retina rather than on the retina, it's also called nearsightedness. Myopia appears to be increasing in prevalence, and as much as 41% of the population has myopia. And it's estimated that the annual cost of treating myopia is approximately $2 billion. And so myopia also has associated with a number of other conditions, and so that makes it really a public health issue for us in terms of prevention of all these other possible diseases, retinal detachment, retinopathy, glaucoma, and even loss of vision and blindness. Some of the environmental factors associated with myopia, genetics has really been shown to be the most important factor associated with it, specifically juvenile myopia. Having a parent, one or two parents that are myopic, is really the most significant predictor. But also, there's been a lot of theories in the literature, a lot of studies showing that near work has also been associated with the development of myopia. But there hasn't been a clear causal relationship stat established. And so recently, particularly the Sydney study, showed that outdoor activities actually appear to have more of a protective role. So it may not necessarily be that they're outside, inside reading. It may just be that they're not outside playing, kind of thing. So, but, you know, we don't really know exactly what it is. But we do know that it's important to look at these specific activities. What are the outdoor activities as well as the near work activities? So for this particular analysis, we looked at 4,266 subjects between the ages of 8 to 15. They were in grades 4 through 8. Even though we looked at younger children, we didn't really give them the survey because we felt that the data that we were going to collect from the younger kids was not really going to be accurate. So the children and the parents were surveyed at the time of the children were surveyed at the time of the exam. They were asked about time spent on visual activities, whether or not they wore their glasses. What was the first time that, how old were they the first time they got their glasses? And the primary use of their glasses. Is it near, distance, or both? We had approximately 12,300 observations, we had data from both the parent and the child on at least one of the activities. Sometimes the parent completed just, you know, a couple of the activities. I'll show you the actual survey in a second. But, and the kid completed all. So we just, you know, we used for those activities where we actually had both responses. So a lot of the surveys that have looked at just near work activities look at just the self-report from the kid or from the parent, but there's very few literature that actually looks at both. So our study is really trying to not really determine who's right, whether the parent or the kid, just really whether or not they are in agreement. And then this is important because it would really allows to understand in which occasions, whether what type of information we're trying to find out, and whether we can rely on the parent or the kid to get that information at a certain point. So there's literature. There's an earlier study from Orinda data purely that looked at agreement between the parent and the kid, and they found moderate agreement when it came to the time that the parent that the child spends reading. It was reading for fun, for pleasure, so it's not really reading involving schoolwork. And they found fair agreement regarding the other visual activities. So we asked pretty much the same questions because we have the same survey. But our population is ethnically diverse, and I should point out that our study is not a population-based survey. It was really just a sample of convenience based on the centers that we had, but we still had different responses from different ethnic groups. Like I mentioned earlier, the first aim was to establish level of agreement on spectacle wear, age of initial spectacle use, primary use. And then the second aim was to determine agreement on time spent in visual activities and investigate whether this differs by age, gender, or ethnicity. So these are the questions we asked the parent. Does your child wear glasses? How old was she or he when he got glasses? Does he or she need glasses for viewing things clearly in the distance, reading, equally important? How often they read for pleasure, and then we ask them to fill in the number of hours per week that the kid spends studying, reading for fun, watching TV, using a computer, playing video games, and engaging in outdoor sports activities. And the kids' survey is pretty much the same. So we looked at data of all the visits where there was data available from both the parent and the child. We took the, as you saw in the earlier slide, we had actually continuous variables for the hours spent in visual activities, but we actually transformed those in our analysis into categorical variables to be able to create quartiles to then determine whether there was agreement. So agreement was found when both the parent and the child fell within the same quartile. So the child was surveyed at the time of examination, and then the parent was surveyed separately. Either we sent the form home with the kid, we sent the form in the mail to the parent, or in some cases, if we really couldn't get the parent to return the form to us, then we would just call them. So we used repeated measures, logistic regression. In the abstract, it said that we were going to do something different, but after looking at the data, we decided to use a different type of analysis to look at agreement. So the modeling strategy that we had to use for this analysis had to accommodate for the possible correlation of responses coming from the same subject, because we had seen kids over time, we were going to have more than one response, pair of responses for kids. So we used generalized estimating equations, and our statistician did that, so please don't ask questions about that. it's pretty similar to standard logistic regression. I pretty much interpreted it as logistic regression, because I did good in that stats class. So all the analysis we did was using SAS. So here are the results. So this is a little bit of demographics. 49% of our kids were girls. The mean age was 10.7 years old. They were between 8 and 15. The majority of them were in fourth grade, which is usually the first visit where we collect the data. So that's why a lot of them fall in that group. Then in terms of ethnicity, the majority of our kids are white. But as you can see, it's somewhat pretty evenly distributed, followed by Hispanics, Blacks, Asians, and then Native Americans. So here's our agreement. In terms of whether or not the kid wears their glasses, the parent and the kid agree 95% of the time. In terms of what age was the kid when they first got their glasses, 62% of the time. The why they wear their glasses, whether it's near, distance, or both, 61%. And as you can see, now when we start to get into the hours, and specifically asking how many hours a week the kid spends doing certain things, the agreement drops significantly. Now we're down to 35-38% in terms of agreement. So agreement was pretty high across all ages, gender, and ethnic groups. Asians and whites agreed at a statistically significantly higher percentage than Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. But, I mean, agreement was still pretty high. Age of initial wear, girls were higher than boys, and agreement increased with age. So as the kid got older, the probability of agreeing with the parent got better. And this is consistent with our probability analysis, which I'm probably not going to have time to finish. But then in terms of primary need for glasses, again, the Asians and the white agreed at a statistically significantly higher percentage. But the differences in terms of percentage of agreement was not that high. And part of this may also be explained by the differences in refractive error in between these populations. So, I mean, we know that Asians and white Asians particularly have more myopia. So if that's the case, then that may be what's affecting our results here. Then in terms of reading for fun and the frequency of pleasure for reading, agreement on this particular activity was also higher for girls. It declined with age, and this was the only variable actually where we saw that trend, where agreement between the parent and the kid went down as the kid got older. And again, agreement was higher for Asians and whites. Visual activities. Parents and children were surveyed about the specific activities, like I mentioned. And in this particular case, again, the Asians and the whites were also statistically higher. But I have to say that the strength of the agreement was fair because we didn't even reach 30-40% in some of them. So even though they agreed more than the rest of the groups, the agreement overall was not that significant. So these are just my predictor values. It's just a summary of basically what I've discussed already. Just wanted to give you some p-values because they're exciting. And then just finally, agreement in our study was highest among the child's health-related factors, such as glasses, age of initiation, and need, as opposed to more personal behaviors and activities. And that's consistent with the literature. We see it in the literature that parents and kids agree a lot more when it comes to things that are related to physical health, but not necessarily to emotional or behavioral issues. And so finally, we felt that the data suggests that if you're in a clinical setting or if you're doing a screening, you know, when you ask the kid whether or not they wear glasses or what age they were when they first got glasses, it will be pretty consistent with what the parent would respond. So we're not saying it's correct. It's not necessarily because we don't know that. But what we are saying is that it's likely to be the same response that the parent would give you. So this is just a summary of what we found. And that's it.